This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka. On the first full day of China's sweeping new security law in Hong Kong, police fired a water cannon and tear gas to break up a protest and made arrests. Beijing unveiled the details of the much-anticipated law late on Tuesday after weeks of uncertainty. The new law will punish crimes of secession, subversion, terrorism, and collusion with foreign forces with up to life in prison. It will also allow mainland security agencies in Hong Kong for the first time and allow for extradition to mainland China for trial. China's parliament adopted it in response to protests last year, triggered by fears that Beijing was stifling the city's freedoms. As thousands of protesters gathered downtown for an annual rally marking the anniversary of the former British colony's handover to China, riot police used pepper spray and fired pellets as they made arrests. Crowds spilled onto the streets chanting, "Resist till the end," and "Hong Kong independence." Critics fear it will crush the freedoms that are seen as key to Hong Kong's success as a financial center. The United States saw another coronavirus milestone become reality Tuesday. 47,000 new COVID-19 cases in one day, the biggest increase in new infections since the start of the pandemic. The bulk of the new infections stretch from the southwestern U.S. states of Arizona and Texas over into the western state of California. Rising number of COVID-19 infections across the U.S. prompted Dr. Anthony Fauci to tell a U.S. Senate committee Tuesday that the current rate of new infections could more than double to 100,000 a day if the current surge is not contained. This is VOA News. Thousands of residents in dozens of suburbs in Melbourne, Australia, are going into a lockdown for a month on Wednesday, with the Victoria Premier warning a statewide shutdown is possible if coronavirus cases continue to rise. State Premier Daniel Andrews announced 73 new COVID-19 cases, with a significant number of them recorded in hotspot suburbs, marking the 15th straight day of double-digit increases in the case numbers. Andrews told reporters in the country's second largest city, the virus threat won't be for a long time. He urged residents to obey the lockdown measures and stay at home. Argentina is rolling back its easing of coronavirus restrictions Wednesday, forcing thousands of businesses, including clothing and electrical appliance stores and other retailers already reeling from the initial shutdown, to close down again. The revised lockdown applies mainly to Buenos Aires and its metropolitan area, which accounts for the vast majority of new COVID-19 cases. It will last from Wednesday until July 17th. According to a Reuters Ipsos poll, Americans' anxieties over the coronavirus are rising to high levels. The late June poll found 81% of American adults said they are very or somewhat concerned about the pandemic. Concerns appear to be rising the most among members of President Donald Trump's Republican Party. His party members have generally expressed less interest than others in wearing masks or sheltering at home. About 7 in 10 Republicans said in the latest poll that they were personally concerned about the spread of the virus, up from 6 in 10 Republicans in polls conducted over the past few weeks. About 9 in 10 Democrats said they are similarly worried. The Trump administration is blaming intelligence officials who leaked information about an alleged Russian bounty program in Afghanistan. The White House saying the leaks potentially blow almost any chance of coming to a consensus on whether the threat was real. Press Secretary Kayleigh McEnany Tuesday criticized rogue intelligence officers for putting the lives of U.S. troops in danger, while defending the decision not to brief President Trump on what she described as unverified intelligence. McEnany also used her opening comments to berate the New York Times, which first broke the story about allegations Russia offered bounties to Taliban fighters to kill U.S. and coalition troops in Afghanistan. Media outlets, including the New York Times and CNN, reported some of the information on the alleged Russian plot had been included in a presidential brief. Via remote, I'm Liz Pelka, VOA News.